Hey everybody, I'm Luke, in case you forgot. It's been a long time, a long time. But we are back with The Breakdown, and Pastor Kurt is back with us today.
It is good to be back, my friend.
It's so good to have you back.
I'm loving it.
Yeah. But fun fact.
Yes.
Sad fact.
Tell him.
Pastor Kurt was here way back.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time
ago. I don't
ago.
Even remember what day it was.
It was probably like 3 or 4 weeks ago,
was
but it?
It
feels like 2 months.
It really feels like 2 months.
So after Baptism Sunday,
mm-hmm.
Pastor Kurt came on. We thought that would be an awesome week for us to have a little breakdown reunion.
Oh, so good.
We recorded an entire episode. It was a very powerful episode.
It was so good.
I definitely felt the Lord in that.
Oh, and he was like, here with us.
I felt like, it was so cool, but something happened and the audio, I got a text from Dave LeBeau, good old Dave.
Yeah.
And he said, we can't do anything with this. We sound like robots.
I'm actually going to interrupt you. And while you're talking, because it was so fun, can you pull out your phone? Can you load it up and can you play it into the microphone?
I will try. Yeah.
While I'm talking a little bit. We had a blast in the room that day. I do feel like the Lord was present here. Obviously, he's always present wherever two or three are gathered in his name. He's here in our midst. But it was just a lot of fun to go through the baptisms and to talk about where the Lord has been bringing me recently. You found it? You found
it? Oh, I got it.
Okay. So just
ready?
Play
so
it.
This is what we got. I mean, can you understand that?
No.
I definitely hear baptisms, right?
I remember texting Dave. It was such a good show. You and I are texting. And I'm like, Luke, can't we just play something? Can't we make a joke about it? Does it hear Dave?
Yeah.
And you're like, no, you don't understand. It sounds like the 1980s robot.
Yeah, you can't get anything out of this.
Nothing's going to happen.
But, you know, I think that that mirrors life a lot of the time. You know, we're walking with the Lord and we get hit in different ways, but the Lord still gets through to us what he needs to get through to us.
Yes.
And I'm confident that even though the episode didn't go out, those who want to receive from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is a great editor, and he dropped into your heart during that week what you needed to hear from mm-hmm. Sunday.
I think that's really good, too. Even if nothing else, it was just a reconnection mm-hmm. for you and I and to get back into some things and talk about it. And it was really cool. Who knows from our dialogue mm-hmm. what the Lord was even doing in our own lives.
Right.
And that's really the beautiful part about it. But, you know, just for me, obviously, I've been really heavily involved in Kings and jumping in, and we have a new mm-hmm. roundtable of leadership. It's really been wonderful. I won't go through the whole song and dance that nobody heard last time that you and I talked about. Nevertheless, it's really, really cool. I feel like no matter where we are in our lives, we're always answering the heart that we need to have is to always answer the call of the Lord.
Amen.
What is it you want us to do in any given moment? And, you know, the journey of my life in the past 5 years has really been that, to say, Lord, I'm surrendered to whatever you need in any given moment from me. I mm-hmm. love what I'm doing. I've said it for a long time. I love being a part of SOS. But if it's not where the Lord wants me tomorrow, then mm-hmm. that's okay. I'm so willing. And that's our church heart posture.
Amen.
Everything's with an open hand.
You're echoing so many conversations I've already had today.
That's great. Yeah. That is where we have to be. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking to an elder about this today. Steve and I were talking about this over coffee this morning. This has to be our heart posture, that the greatest cry of our heart is, Lord, not my will, but where do you want me? And then, of course, I think it's beautiful when he highlights an area and he shows us, hey, I want you to jump in. And then you're excited. You're like, okay, let's go and do this. And that was really a beautiful part, is that the Lord was making clear that he wanted and desired me to jump in more actively at Kings. And I will tell you, it has been amazing. I'm loving it. I'm loving where we've been and where we're going, and lots of fun things in store there, Mr. Luke.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Luke.
Yeah, that's what the kids call you, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, few of them. There's one kid in particular who calls me Mr. Rock. That's so hard for me. That was
it.
So hard. The one day that I came in to share with the King students about my job as a nurse.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was given a sticker that said Mr. Rock. Oh, that was so uncomfortable for
really?
Me. Yes. Because that's what people would call my dad.
Oh, I got you. I got you. So
it was like the first time that I had that on me.
Wow.
Very, very interesting. But, you know, the Lord calls us higher.
That's right.
And we walk with him, and there are things that come with where he puts us.
Now, you've got
authority and honor is important.
That's absolutely right. Now, this is a little bit, this is going to be a little silly here, but you have a good physical build here. So you probably have been asked this question before. Is it okay to call you The Rock? Do you ever get that question? Can we call you The Rock?
Sometimes people call me okay. that, but it's no. That's funny.
You yeah.
know, Peter is yeah. is the rock, yep. and Jesus is the rock.
Yep.
So as long as we're going, as long as I'm reflecting those things,
that's what matters.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. I just was like, hey, this might actually work. You know, do you smell yeah. what Luke Rock is cooking or whatever? You know,
there we go. Like that. Someone did get me that T-shirt.
Oh
yeah.
my goodness.
yeah. Oh. Funny. But yeah, so summer is a fun time.
It really is.
It's a casual time, and it's important that we have moments to decompress.
Yes.
And as a church, we've even experienced some decompression
yeah.
over the last few weeks. 4th of July week, the offices were closed.
Yeah, it was really beautiful.
So there was no breakdown that week, because there is a lot that goes into each episode. There's a lot of personnel. There's a lot of sacrifice. Yeah. Dave works really hard.
He really does. We always applaud you, David. Thank you.
And you know, there's so much that goes into, and let's just take a time right now, like just to honor that. There's so much that goes into even just one service,
mm-hmm.
Or just one SOS class night or one youth night. There's yeah. so many little pieces that happen. So it can, you know, when we get out of a rhythm, sometimes like that can feel different, but it's like, no, but we need rest.
Yeah.
And the Lord meets us in the rest. That's why he instituted the Sabbath.
Yeah.
There's such an important piece there. But we're glad to be back with you.
And I'm doubly glad to be back. So it's yeah. great.
So we had two amazing Sundays.
We did.
And I think that they actually do kind of go together, even though they're very different sermons. So we're not going to go super, super deep into Pastor Zach's sermon, but he preached out of Judges. And basically, the main takeaway I got from that is how the Israelites, like, they didn't fully, like, dispossess the land. They didn't fully drive out what they had been called to do.
Mm.
And so Pastor Zach was calling us to drive out, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to basically drive out everything in us that is not of God.
Yeah.
And it's not just for us individually, but us as a body.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then we have this past Sunday with the Wheelers, and they were calling us to see how we are the bride of Christ.
Yeah.
We are the bride of Christ. And sometimes, like, we do, at least I know for me personally, maybe it's because I'm a man, but also I think just as an individual, it's like I do tend to see Jesus as my brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I relate to that, but it's like, oh, I am the bride of Christ.
Mm.
And I'm collectively part of the bride of Christ. So it's important that we understand that narrative flows all through Scripture.
So good.
And a good understanding of that is important if we are to grow up into the love that the Lord is placing on us, both individually and as a body.
Yeah.
Because when it's his love that changes me. It's his love that drives out what needs to be driven out.
Yes. Yeah, this is so good. I really love how you just tied that together, because I didn't really put it together and see how they were woven. And you're right. The 2 weeks really do go together, because that first week that Pastor Zach was bringing us to is a week of preparation.
Yeah.
There's a season of like, hey, the Lord wants these things driven from us so that we can be closer. Why? Because Ephesians 5, we see that the Scripture teaches us mm-hmm. that Jesus sanctifies and cleanses her
right.
that he might present her to himself,
Amen.
A bride
Amen.
Without spot or blemish. So
yes.
the Lord is in this whole process. So it's going to be a lot of fun to dialogue about what Jamal and Holly brought on
Super
Sunday.
Cool.
And also really cool to explore what Pastor Zach was bringing the week prior. And just to touch on that real quick before we get into anything, you mentioned something about, because I remember now as I was standing there in the service when Pastor Zach was preaching and he's getting close to this altar call and he's talking about the different things. And sort of what I go through in this process is, Lord, what are you revealing to me? Is there something that you want me to step out for? Is there something you want me to respond to this call for? And then the next question, if the Lord has satisfied the personal side, and this is what you just brought up, Lord, is there something collective that you're doing in the body that I need to be sensitive to? Because Luke, mm-hmm. I think we can make the mistake if we get the pass on the personal side to just think this doesn't apply to me.
Right, I'm good. Okay, I can sit this one out.
Yes. Whew. But to get that pass, quote unquote, I'm using right. my air quotes here,
yes.
and to say, okay, Lord, then what is it you're doing with the body
yes.
/ bride mm-hmm. that I need to be aware of right now? Mm-hmm. And if there's a cleansing,
yeah.
if there's a purging,
right.
if there's a heart posture, this is what I've been discovering in my own journey, Luke, is I'm learning to not be afraid of the, I'm going to say this carefully. Mm-hmm. I'm learning to not be afraid of even the wickedness that I see coming out of my own heart.
Yeah.
Because I've asked the Lord, this is what he keeps revealing to me. Like David,
Lord, you know,
search my heart and know me, try me, test me, mm-hmm. see if there's any anxious or wicked way mm-hmm. in me, and then lead me in the way everlasting. So when I'm seeing these anxieties or this wickedness come up out of me, the Lord's reminding me, hey, you've been asking me to show you. Mm-hmm. I'm now showing you. So now we can have a dialogue.
Yep.
So this purging process is here.
Yeah.
And even if we're tracking with the church as mm-hmm. a body, it's happening collectively as well.
Right.
And for us to be able to say patiently, okay, Lord, we're surrendering to this process. How do you want to lead us in this moment? And ultimately, it's not like we've got the POA and we're ready to be that complete bride. No, that as Jamal and Holly talked about, that marriage supper of the Lamb is coming. And the Father decides when mm-hmm. that time is right. So as long as we're here and Jesus is tarrying, there is going to be a work that the Father and the Holy Spirit are doing in our lives that we're submitted to.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yeah. I just on my drive over, I was processing and it's like, it's easy. Like we go back to like these sins or these dark things in our life that the Lord delivered us from. And you know, sometimes it's like, oh, Satan's like trying to like push me back there. And it's, what the Holy Spirit was like dropping into me and you really like finalized it. It's there's so many things that you're not even aware of. Mm-hmm. Mm. Like you think those are the big things. There's still like, there's still sins that you're, or thought patterns that you are walking through that you are just not aware of. But God is gracious and he's loving and he reveals that stuff to us in the right time in his way. But we have to give that attention to him. And it comes from that place of intimacy.
Yeah.
That's why it's important that we understand we are his bride.
Yes.
And that time of preparation and, you know, just as he is the head, like we follow.
Yes.
And he absolutely. Is invested in us.
Yes. Absolutely. So good. He is giving the direction mm-hmm. and we're following.
Yep.
The hand is not commanding mm-hmm. where the body needs to go. Now the hand has a work to do.
Right.
But the information is coming mm-hmm. from the head
yeah.
and giving the direction. So, you know, real quickly, before we leave that message from Judges, what was so beautifully really interwoven was what kind of transpired. We've had a lot of questions. Of course, we were shut down during last week. So a lot of these questions have come up through emails or just seeing people again on Sunday. But, you know, there was that demonstrative display on Sunday at mm-hmm. the part of the message. And I really want to say, you know, Pastor Zach did an amazing job. It's always,
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. There's so much sensitivity.
Oh, I know. There's always a fine line when that happens. And when you're standing in the pulpit or you're leading the service, there's always a fine line and you're asking, you're instantly turning to the Lord and say, okay, Lord, what do you want to do right now? And so I just really applaud the way that it was executed. Had a conversation with a couple this past weekend at church and then I've heard about other dialogues. And I think the most important thing that we want to communicate is when something begins to happen and Pastor Zach at the end of the message really wove it in to say, hey, listen, what was being shouted out? Witchcraft. Mm-hmm. And so what's happening is the enemy is actually identifying himself because rebellion.
That's what he will do.
That's exactly right. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Yeah. So for me to avoid saying, for me to like, oh, I'm not going to surrender. I'm going to keep going. No, I'm going to surrender. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be stiff-necked and rebellious. Right. You know, it was just really, really well taken care of. And what I want to communicate is what I was sharing to the couple that I was standing with on Sunday is when these things are going on, maybe you're sitting there wondering, hey, what's the protocol? What's the church going to do? Do I have a role to play as a congregant? Do I step in? Do I physically get active? What do I do, Lord?
Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing that we want to communicate is anytime something's going on in the service, we know the Holy Spirit is present with us. We know that Jesus is present.
Yes.
And so where we need to be as believers, this is why the baptism and the filling of the Holy Spirit is so important. We instantly kick in and begin to pray in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. We're looking for the Lord to move in a supernatural way that can't be done with anything natural.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to encourage ourselves. Like I told this couple what I was doing. I'm instantly praying in the Spirit. At the same time, mm-hmm. I'm asking the Lord, what's my role? What's my responsibility?
Good.
So really I'm praying in the Spirit. I'm watching. I'm listening. And I'm waiting on discernment from the Lord. I'm not moving. I'm not doing a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly enough, like I knew that my place wasn't even to go, same. But to allow Pastor John to go and to even bring the escort and go out into the lobby. I knew that where the Lord wanted me in those moments was to be part of sort of a leveling in the house and be present. And this is, so this is where the Lord leads us every single moment if we're just sensitive, you know?
Well, and that's another thing to understand too is, and I think Pastor Zach even said this during that message, is Satan can only do what God allows him to do.
Mm.
So even that manifestation, that disruption, that distraction, like the Lord entrusted that to us as a body.
Mm.
And so if he's doing that, he's also the one who's guiding and he's equipping us in how to deal with that, because it's him moving through us. It's like, oh,
he's not adjacent.
There's this special person that is going to take care of it. And it's like, yeah, there are people that God appoints and anoints for different roles within the body, but he's the one who's dealing with it. Yeah. And he's the one who's meeting, these spiritual needs.
Yeah. And I think we do need to be aware. We are a church that really understands, and not really understands, but really is open to the Lord moving the way that he desires. It's not like we've mastered it or figured it out.
And I feel like the further I go, the more I'm like, God, I understand, but there's so much I don't understand.
I
and the basics are complicated enough.
I agree with you, Luke. Like, let me retract on understanding. Let me just say we're aware that the Lord is moving and we just want to follow. Yes. We don't have to understand it all. But I do believe that in the times we're living, we are going to see more and more of the healings, the deliverance, the miracles, and just trusting the Lord for how what he desires in that, not for what we fleshly desire in those instances.
Amen.
So that's all. I just wanted to park on that for a few
minutes.
No,
I think
that's
great. And this is a great segue into the relationship analogy. Mm. Not just analogy, but the reality.
The reality.
It's a reality of how the Lord wants us to see ourselves. This is how he sees us.
Yes.
And it's important because I think in our brokenness, it's easy for us to see ourselves as a patient in need of a physician.
Mm.
And there is a sense where the Lord is a physician, but that's not the primary analogy
that
he uses for us.
That's good.
It isn't.
No, it's good.
It's spirit of adoption. So you are my sons.
Mm-hmm.
You are my daughters.
Yeah.
Jesus is your brother. He's the firstborn among many.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes even deeper than that. It's you are my bride.
Yeah.
You are the bride of Christ. I'm going to have intimacy with you. That goes beyond a brother or a sister relationship.
Right.
And my commitment to you is from that place.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really powerful.
So it's important that we understand that. So look, if you're seeing yourself as sick, yes, your sin is sick. Your sin is gross, but Jesus paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And now he doesn't relate to you as a doctor to a patient with all these barriers. And
that's right.
It's from the place of the lover.
Mm-hmm.
The lover who's invested in you and making you into the bride that he's already committed himself to.
Yeah. This is so good, because when we think about the Lord's first institution on earth, it was marriage and family.
Yes, this is before the fall.
Before the fall.
Yeah.
And so you can see that the Lord was already kind of setting a course for his expectation. And I thought, man, sometimes we get a supernatural insight into heavenly realities. And I thought what Jamal was communicating on Sunday of like the Father and the Son had already decided before the foundation of the earth.
That's biblical.
It was so good. But just the way it was painted out was so beautiful.
Yes.
That, they had already decided that this was going to be the purchase price of redemption and that the Son would be willing. And you see that the Lord says, like, I'm going to have to model that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to create this institution of marriage and family where you will constantly see this need for unconditional love, this need for bringing you back, this need for all the way down pages and pages later in our scripture to Hosea to actually say, I'll bring back the prostitute Gomer. I'll take her back. These children, this children of Israel, this bride of mine will never run so far that I won't go out and get her, that I won't buy her back and bring her to me. And I love that through all of history, the Lord is using something as simple as even earthly marriage to point to this, which is why, number one, he hates divorce, because the Lord himself will never divorce us. Never will I leave you and never will I forsake you. So he hates that the thing that is in his name is torn apart. Not that he hates those who are divorced, but this is why he hates divorce.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I want to make that clear.
That would never happen.
Because he's not going to do that.
Yes.
because the institution that he established to prove he would never leave and never forsake is being ripped apart.
Right.
Again, second to that would also be why marriage as a whole is being challenged in our culture and our world today.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it's important. I was having this conversation with somebody else, I think yesterday. When you look at pagan religions and the work of the demonic, of Satan, you will always see an attack on marriage and the sexual lifestyles as ordained by God.
Yeah.
There's this opening, it just goes with it.
Yep.
You start opening yourself up to all these other modes for operating sexually outside of the bounds of God.
Yeah.
And then also you'll see a child sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those things present in our culture
today.
Like, we don't have the idols of stone or wood that we're bowing down to, but in the idolatry of self, which is what you see in all of these other religions, is Satan basically saying, like, yeah, you can worship yourself.
Yes.
So as you bow down to this idol for fertility, that means you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then child sacrifice. And we have abortion, which is, a lot of sensitivity to those of you who are listening. If you've had an abortion, the Lord forgives you and the Lord will meet you in that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a cooperation with the demonic in that because it's an attack on covenant and it's an attack on life.
Yes, yes. And again, we're weaving in. The Lord is actually weaving in our dialogue how important it is that we understand what was being communicated on Sunday. This is all part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember hearing from Jamal and Holly, which, by the way, Holly, excellent job.
Yeah.
I thought seeing you up there and just seeing the way you and Jamal going back and forth. Jamal, great job.
Yeah.
Just a great teaching altogether. And even the way that they played off each other was wonderful. So, but that being said, Jamal had said how important it was. I mean, and I happen to currently live in the same building as Jamal. So I saw how late he came in on Saturday and I knew he was preaching the next day. So I was already praying for him and I'm like, wow. And just the fervency of like, this word has to come forth at this hour, and how the Lord is confirming that to individuals in the church, like, okay, the Lord has been speaking this. So there is something that's happening. And what we're doing is we're actually picking up on the call to the bride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they reference the foolish and righteous virgins. And there's this idea that if we had known that the groom was coming, we'd be ready. And so this is kind of one of those prophetic calls, like, hey, pay attention. The groom is coming. He wants a refined bride.
Right.
And what that means is not that there's a whole lot of doing on your end, but there's a whole lot of submission on our end.
Yes.
We are going
yes.
to submit
yep.
and to obey
yep. Yep.
how the Lord is leading us, and to even see. Like, there's so many covenantal pieces that we're communicating on Sunday. I don't want to take the helm here, buddy.
No, no, that's great. You are the guest. So we are here to receive from you, the Lord,
great.
Through you.
That's great.
Yeah, so what, you know, looking at that message, what was your main takeaway from that, or like a main like practical step that came from, like, okay, how do I live as the bride now?
Yeah.
How does that look, not just in an idea, but like every day?
Yeah. Well, what was really beautiful is it is helpful to be a husband for me. It's helpful to be a husband and to see. I even love the visual in my head, and I love that he did it, but Jamal just crushing that cup, right? And then I think in the Hebrew weddings today, they'll like stomp on it with a glass and everything. And I love that. Hey, I'll never offer this cup to somebody ever again. And Jamal and Holly have really been instrumental in me understanding this new covenant that we're a part of. Holly teaches an excellent course.
Yeah,
that
was really course. Cool. Yeah. That was really cool.
This is sort of an excerpt from the course that Holly teaches and some of the things that Jamal brings in his classes at School of the Spirit. So really wonderful to see this played out and really affirmed once again. I would say, as I'm watching this, number one, it was very effective for me as a husband to kind of shore up that call. Like, yes, this is it. I would never even want to offer to another. So this is great just to affirm that. And then to see like that plays out on the daily, that unconditional offering of love on the daily. And when you're working in a natural relationship, it's not one-sided. I'm not Jesus. We're both the bride, Jennifer
and
I.
Right, right,
and we're learning
right.
to walk together
right.
and work together. So in all of our relationships, if it's covenant or sibling, whatever, it sort of gives us, my big takeaway from Sunday was this covenantal call, like an unconditional call, because we're not separate from one another. Mm-hmm. And this goes back to what we were saying on Sunday. that if we're all a part of the bride, then we all have a duty and responsibility to one another.
Absolutely.
To see to it that we are living that life of sacrifice,
right?
Not just for our Lord, but for one another,
right?
And in a way of honoring and unconditional love.
Yeah, and processing what's going on in the body. And, and you know, just to go to, like, you are a husband. So it's like you also do get to, it's cool as a husband, you get to reflect the role that Jesus has to us as the bride.
Yes.
Like, he's like, you get to be like this for your wife.
Yes.
It's really cool.
It is.
Right?
It actually, I did feel like called to that again on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, even just going back to us as a bride collectively, mm-hmm. is, again, it's not just about my personal sanctification.
Yes.
It's about the sanctification of those around me. And what is sanctification? They talked about the Caducean period that it's us being set apart for Jesus. Jesus sets us apart and then he makes us more like him.
Yes.
And I was, as we were talking, I was just thinking back to, because we had Camp Clear with the United Kids.
It was so good.
And it was very powerful, awesome week. And there was this one particular service. It was a Tuesday night. I don't know if you got to hear about it.
I did.
The Lord moved very powerfully in the room. It was a call to, you know, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And there were kids were speaking in tongues. There were even some healings in the room.
I heard.
And I was present in the room. But I could see this happening, but there was something in me where I was like, oh, like I'm not feeling it in the same way that they are. Now, part of that is my role is I'm a leader, but it is, you know, when you grow in the Lord, you just always want to be in it, right? And it's like, God, like what's going on? And I just felt that way. And like, you know, but you know, God moved and I just kept giving that to the Lord and kind of went to bed with that, woke up kind of in that. And then, that morning during our leaders huddle, I saw like Roger and Holly talking, and they came over and we were talking, and there was this whole thing that came out that there were a lot of kids, even in the midst of a place where you would have thought everybody's feeling this, there were a lot of kids that didn't feel anything. And so we took this time as leaders, and even there was me and there were some other leaders that were like, yeah, I was feeling that same thing too. And like, I'm realizing like the Lord's entrusting, sometimes the Lord entrusts you with different burdens for the room, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And so as a leadership, we took that, we're like, okay, so this morning during devotions, like we're going to take time to like break off into some groups and just talk about what happened last night and what people were feeling. And like, so it's like celebrating with those who are celebrating, but then also, you know, guiding everyone through it who wasn't necessarily feeling something.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's what this looks like
yes.
with sanctification as the body. Because, and even in that conversation, like there were kids that were saying things that I'm like, well, I've thought that. And it took me a while to grow out of that. But this is being broken off you right now. Like some kids were saying, like, yeah, sometimes I feel like there's something wrong with me if I don't feel. And then another kid, he was saying, like, yeah, you know, I used to feel that way. And then now when I don't feel that, I just go to the Word.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, yeah, people are, you know, moving in the Spirit, but I'll just go read the Word. And he's like, and then that helps me. And so collectively, all taking these pieces and we're coming against just what it could just be a hype night and then the Holy Spirit always moves but it's we're coming against that. We're saying, no, like, how do we grow up together in this? How do we grow? And then even if you were someone who God was moving in your life that night, how do you also then impart that to a kid who wasn't feeling anything? And how do you receive from that place? Because you're going to be in that place at some point too,
right? That's
because
right.
God does things in different people at different times in different ways,
yes.
but we're all members of each other.
Yeah, which is so good.
Kind of a long little dissertation there, but.
No, it's the point, Luke.
Yeah.
You're bringing up the collective bride piece and we understand that. You know, it is kind of a really nice opportunity being a husband to have that duality, right? I get to be the husband and play the part of Christ, quote unquote, to my wife and understand it that way. But I also get to join with my wife and even with my children in that sense to be a part of this collective bride. And you're absolutely right. And knowing those different places where we all are in our walk and in our journey with the Lord and just being obedient to really to surrender to his call. But the other thing I would say that really spoke to me that I was capturing on Sunday in such a rich way was you know, Jesus says, hey, in my Father's house, there are many rooms. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you, but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And, you know, coming from some of the cultures that I've come from, Luke, I hope I didn't jump ahead too far.
Nope.
But coming from some of the backgrounds that I was in, it was often painted like there are mansions in heaven, these mansions that the Lord is preparing for us. And I'm not going to say that there aren't, right? Because I don't know, I'm not there. But what I will say is that bringing in the understanding that Jamal and Holly were revealing about Hebrew culture and the son who's about to be married, going back and working on a room on his father's house to bring his bride to, it just brought a new level of intimacy to me because I was less concerned about the, quote, mansion in heaven that I sort of have been groomed with for a long time, which hasn't been my focal point recently. Mm-hmm. But it's just I just saw these two things kind of come to challenge one another on Sunday. And I was like, wait a minute now. Now I'm understanding in a greater context through this teaching, what the Lord Jesus is saying is that I'm going to be that close to him. We as the bride are going to be that close to him that the only reason, here's what brought something beautiful to my heart as well. The only reason Jesus is parted from us right now and the only reason we're not in the Father's house, so to say, right now is because he's still preparing a place. There's a work in heaven going on while there's a work on earth going on, bringing it all the way to what Peter says. I believe it's 2 Peter 3:9, that the Lord is not slow concerning his promise to send a son to return, but he's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. So these things are all happening to me on Sunday. I'm getting it all in this revelation and in this through this teaching, and I'm like, wow. And I could feel, Luke, this this intimacy and this call to Jesus that was, it was just so beautiful to be spurred on.
You know? Amen. Amen. And, you know, Holly, she said a phrase that I think is important for us, especially if you have a tendency to look at the Bible more from an academic perspective and a study perspective. She called it love letters. Dig into your love letters.
Yes.
And that is what the scriptures are. It is God's love letter to us. And so it's important that we go to it even as we study and as we grow and as we learn. It's, what am I learning? I am growing up into God's love.
Yes.
I am receiving of his heart for me. I am being changed by it. And it's not just so it can end with me, but so just as God's love was poured out for me, so I then pour his love out to those around me collectively.
Mm.
And it's, when we capture that, like, we are filled with a deeper sense of intimacy with God, but then also his heart for those around us who have yet to join the bride.
So good. That's so good. And again, it's so interesting to see how the Lord has led our time together in this theme of sort of this accountability, but also responsibility that I have to my fellow brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Maybe sort of a, the Lord knew what he was doing, but sort of an unintentional communication from this message. Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. These two messages.
Yeah. I know. That's true. So true.
Yeah. Well, we are just about out of time.
Wow.
So, it's wrapping up.
That happened fast.
This flew by. So there's a lot coming.
Yeah.
The Moldova team, I'm leaving with them on Friday.
All right. I'm really excited for you.
The first of the two crown camps starts tonight.
Tonight.
Wednesday.
That's right.
And then there'll be another one. So there's a lot of things for us to be in prayer over.
Yes.
And to see how the body is moving and growing and expanding. So why don't you just pray for us and we'll get on with the rest of our week.
All right. Hey, thanks again, Luke, for having me here. Great to be back with you all. Father, we thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to really dialogue on what you've been doing, not just with our community of believers here in this area of Southern New England, but how you're leading your bride in this hour. This is where our heart wants to be. We're postured to receive from you, to know exactly what it is you're saying to the church and churches during these hours. So let us be open, Lord. Thank you that we can get the big picture, right? Let's take a trip up 100,000 feet. Let's look down at what you're doing, but let's also go right back to the bedrooms, to the closets, to the inner places, to our home, and be aware of what you're doing on those very low-level daily relationships. God, it all matters to you. It all matters. And so we yield, we submit, we open ourselves up to you to be led, to be drawn a little bit closer to you, and to be led by your hand, to love unconditionally, to esteem others better than ourselves.
Yes, God.
to have your heart of unconditional love to people, Lord. So we thank you for this and we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, and thanks for having me. I'm
come back again. I'm we
like,
can't yeah. wait.
I'm like, how do we end this now?
We can't wait. We can't wait. To those of you who are listening, keep pressing on, dig into your love letters, and may everything in your life say, the Spirit and the Bride say, come, and we will see yes. you on Sunday.
All right. God bless you. Can't count on.